Okay, God bless your wonderful hearts. Welcome. Real excited to be sharing God's word with you this morning. I mean, I better be excited, huh? It's God's word. It gave me life. Without God's word, we have no life. We're walking dead. But because we have God's word, and it's the word of life, and we've received God's word, we've believed it, we have life. We have a great life. A tremendous life. And it's not because of something that, you know, makes us better in what we already have, but we receive a whole new life, a whole new resource. It's called Christ in you. And as we read God's wonderful word, it unfolds many truths and realities that can become a part of our life. And I trust that you recognize the value of receiving God's word. And that's why you're here, I trust, to receive God's word and then to hold on to it, retain it, and then to share it with others, that you have a heart of sharing that which has blessed your life. And that's a great cycle of living, receive, retain, release. God has designed the spiritual walk to be one filled with Christ within success. Your success, true success, is found because of Christ in you. Christ in you. When you're born again of God's Spirit, you have Christ in you, like Colossians 1:27 says. And from that resource, you can walk with great success and have a wonderful walk with our Heavenly Father. One dynamic section in God's Word that affords great learning in regard to energetic walking with Christ within is 1 John. So if you would turn in your Bibles to 1 John. In this section here, there's a simple three-letter phrase that is used five different times. And it communicates truths that we can believe in and that we can walk out on. This phrase is, as he is, as he is. The he refers to the Lord Jesus Christ. This phrase in 1 John invites us to associate ourselves to the realities of Jesus Christ within us so that we can walk dynamically out on them. The more you know about who that he is, the greater success you'll have. Who is that he? Okay, it's Christ in me. Well, who is that he? And that's the great challenge I think all of us have, is to learn and get excited about who that he is. And that's why we are so thankful for the full gospel of God's word here, the whole good news, and even the Old Testament. You know, that's good news too. Because that gives us a background of why we needed a Christ, a Lord and Savior. So these five sections we're going to look at. The first one is 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. This fellowship, this is what God has desired since the beginning of time, is to have fellowship with his man, his woman. And this here is how we can have that fellowship with him. We heard that in the manifestations. I don't know if you were listening. In the manifestation, God told us that he desires deeply for our fellowship. And this is what he's done so that we can maintain a wonderful fellowship. You know, this verse alone and the others in the context here deals with that topic, fellowship. The answer for the believer who seeks how he can have a meaningful fellowship with God is walk in the light as Jesus Christ did. Well, how did Jesus Christ have fellowship with his Father? Well, he learned the Father's will, and he walked out on that will. He did what God willed him to do. We're sons of God. We've got Christ in us. So what does God will for us to do? Okay, he wills that we walk as his children. We look to him. You know, we speak the words Jesus Christ spoke. We recognize our part in the body of Christ. Each and every one of us has a part in the one body of Christ. And as we understand that, and as we walk out with the realization that it is Christ in me, then we can have a dynamic lifestyle. God has given us the manifestations too, hasn't he? He has given us those nine manifestations by which we can operate and function with power. Jesus Christ actually only had seven of those manifestations, didn't he? And he utilized those wonderfully with great precision to walk dynamically with God. And you and I have that opportunity too, but we've got nine of them. We got speaking in tongues with interpretation. That wasn't available until after Pentecost or when Pentecost came. So those are some things we have so that we can walk in fellowship. But I tell you what, this sounds all wonderful and great, but you know, the first question that comes to mind in people's thinking is, yeah, I have fellowship with God and all this great power, but you know what? I fall short a lot of times. You know, I sometimes lie or I don't pray that much, or I'm looking to the world and I get wrapped up in the world and I kind of don't walk as really a son of God would walk. So, you know, I don't know if I can handle this kind of lifestyle. Well, you know what? God understood that and he provided for us a means by which we can always get back to fellowship with him. Now, with our parents, did you always walk in perfect fellowship with your parents as a little child? Somebody did? That's because your mom's here, isn't it? You would say that. How come she was going? She was pointing and no. No. But you know what? If we broke the dish, you know, we knocked it off the table and broke it, and what we could do is if you said, oh, I'm sorry, Mommy, I'm sorry, Daddy, I broke the dish, would Mommy and Daddy go, oh, that's too bad, I still hate you? No. Oh, that's all right. You know, I love you. Well, God's a loving Heavenly Father, and he's provided a means by which we can always be in fellowship with him, that we can always get back into Daddy's arms, so to speak. And that's what, you know, verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God is faithful and just to forgive us each and every time we fall short. He cleanses us from all unrighteousness. You know, realizing this, we need to believingly step out on our sonship rights, okay? You know, a lot of times that's in the morning we start out. I trust to the best of our abilities. We try to put God in there in the first part of our day. And, you know, maybe sometimes we just need to say, hey, Father, I'm sorry for any place I fell short on. You know, I thank you for your forgiveness. I'm thankful that I can walk just perfectly and wonderfully with you, that you don't hold anything against me, and that we can have a full and wonderful fellowship. You know, if you don't have that availability to get back into fellowship, then you're going to walk in condemnation. You know, perhaps one of the biggest problems for Christians today, they walk in condemnation feeling like, well, I'm not good enough. But it's not a matter of you being good enough. God was good enough to provide a means through his Son dying for us that we can always get back into fellowship. All, not some unrighteousness, but all, you know. He forgives us for all unrighteousness. So we need to realize that, so that at any time when we're out there in left field, we can say, hey, Father, I'm sorry, forgive me, and then come right on into home base, okay? And score a home run with him, you know? That's, we need to have that attitude. Now, God is light, and as we walk according to his word, as Jesus Christ did, we walk in wonderful harmony with the Father. And that's why we're so concerned about the integrity and accuracy of God's word. God is light. His word is light. You know, we want to walk as Jesus Christ did, and we want to have that fellowship, so we walk in light. That's why we're so concerned about the integrity and accuracy of God's word. We have these classes and seminars so that we can learn and grow in the greatness of God's word. Well, in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, we see the second usage of this little phrase, as he is. And it says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. As he is. We're going to see him as he is. And when we see him, he's not going to be the crucified Christ. He's not going to have, you know, blood or nails or anything else like that. He's going to have that new spiritual body. And we're going to have one bingo like that too, for we shall see him as he is. And we'll be able to do that because we will have that new body as well. Pretty neat. These two verses are just so rich and full, communicating the greatest love of all time. You know, that now, behold, what manner of love the Father's bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Now are we the sons of God. You know, there's that little phrase in there in verse 1. It says, therefore the world knoweth us not. That's why, you know, if people think you're kind of strange, they don't understand the great spiritual realities, the great truths here. And don't look to the world to satisfy your success, your desire to be successful, because the world will let you down. Our success comes through a relationship with our Heavenly Father. And we've got to remember that. You know, this world is not my home. I'm just passing through, right? So, you know, we just got to keep that in perspective as we live in this world. But we're going to see him as he is. And what an exciting reality to look forward to. You know, we walk now boldly as sons of God with the great expectation that we will soon see Christ as he is. You know, at any moment he will appear, right? At any moment he's coming back. So that's our hope. That's what we as sons of God look forward to. So as he is, we're going to see him when he comes back for us. The next verse, verse 3, is the third usage. It says, and every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Even as he is pure. You know, our being pure is a result of the new birth, not by what anything we would do. It's a result of the new birth. We do our best to walk in all purity because of Christ's purity within us. God sees our purity because of the Christ within. You know, we too must recognize this and walk with confidence. Again, I think it really goes back to, what do we think of ourselves? You know, people talk about self-esteem, you know, how you feel about yourself. What we need to align our self-esteem to is how God feels about us. And how does he feel about us? He loves us. We're his kids. He sees us as pure ones. You know, we look with our natural eyes and, you know, we're not too excited about what we see maybe. But God is. And we need to get our thinking to that point that we see ourselves as God sees us. And he sees us as pure. He sees us as pure. Well, the fourth place as he is used is verse 7. This chapter 3 has several of them here. So verse 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Righteousness is simply being right with God, right in the sense that you do God's will, you do what God would have us to do. We do not earn it, or we cannot buy that righteousness. It came by the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on our behalf. There's a verse in 2 Corinthians 5:1. Maybe you know which one that is. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And that's pretty righteous. Again, you know, we look at these statements and it's like our five senses mind just can't fathom that we can have God's righteousness, that we can have this purity that's being talked about here. But you know what? Are you going to believe God's word or are you going to believe the world's word? That's our challenge. Let's go with God's word. That's why we get together so often, because we live in this world and we're getting bombarded with what the world says, and we need to keep feeding our minds what the truth of God's word says. So don't let no man deceive you. You know, we can't allow man to deceive us that we do not have the righteousness of God, because the word says we do. As we renew our minds to the truth that we are righteous now and that we do not have to work for it, we will manifest the work and effect of righteousness. There's a great verse in Isaiah. Let's take a look at it. We're going to come right back, so keep some kind of a marker there in 1 John. But Isaiah 32:17. A great verse there that describes the work of righteousness and the effect of righteousness. It says in Isaiah 32:17, the work of righteousness shall be peace. The effect and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance for how long? Forever, see? And this is the great righteousness that we have because, again, because what God wrought through His Son. Peace shall be peace. You know, that just the peace that's beyond what the world can offer. And that effect is quietness and assurance forever. Pretty neat. Well, let's look at the fifth usage. Let's get back to 1 John chapter 4. Verse 16 and 17. Verse 16, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Okay, now some people think this day of judgment is some future event. And that's not the case here. It's the day of judgment is today and tomorrow. It'll be each day until Christ comes back, see? That's why it says, because as he is, so are we in this world. So it's man's day. Man does the judging. There'll be a time when God's judgment will preeminate. But until that day, we have man's judgment. And what it says here, and this is God's word, it says, because as he is, so are we in this world. So how is he? You know, the more we know how he is, then we can be that in the world each and every day. Pretty neat. Dr. Werwell, in the book The Bible Tells Me So, explains this scripture, this section, like this, and I'm going to quote, as he is, so are we in this world, and so we can walk with both power and enthusiasm. We can witness to people. We can help them. We can expect to succeed in business, in shops, factories, and farms, and offices, and kitchens. Wherever we are, as He is, so are we. Isn't that tremendous? Well, it is! You know, that's like scoring a touchdown, winning the game in the last seconds. Wow! Every moment of the day, I'm as He is. If I don't feel like it, is it God's fault? No. It's my fault because I need to renew my mind. I'm starting to get this little phrase going back again, where if I just off in little Lulu land here, and wait a minute now. As He is, so am I in this world. Well, who was Christ in this world? Did He have boldness? Could He handle any and every situation, no matter what was going on? Yes. He was the Son of God. So are we. As He is, so are we in this world. And then when He comes back, we're going to see Him, right? Wow. This is the great challenge for the Christian, is to recognize who He is, that He is Himself. But what He wants to do is recognize that He has the Christ within and walks with all the power, all the abilities that Christ has. That's why we renew our mind to the Word. That's why we get together and have these fellowships, so that we can grow in this, because we're so inundated, right, with the things of the world. So we need to do likewise with God's Word in our minds. I mentioned to you the teaching that Dr. Werwell did in this book, The Bible Tells Me So, and he finishes the article as he is in the book with this statement, and I'd like to close this teaching by reading it to you. He says, to realize that as He is, greatness of the first epistle of John is almost breathtaking in our day. One, to walk in the light as He is light is the fellowship of power. Two, to be assured in the present that in the not too distant future we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is the fellowship of eternity. Three, having the hope for Christ's return, we walk uncontaminated, purifying ourselves even as He is pure. Four, knowing that righteousness is the believer's cherished possession, we refuse to be deceived by any denial to the contrary, but continue manifesting our righteousness even as He is righteous. And five, perhaps the most rewarding knowledge is the realization that in this day of man's judgment, we have His perfect love. We have the boldness to declare God's Word. We have the power to live a life more than abundant and to be more than a conqueror, because as He is, so are we in this world. Amen? Amen. Amen. So Heavenly Father, thank You for the richness of the truth of Your Word here, that we can have the realization of who we are in this world, that we're Your sons, we're born again of Your Spirit, that we have Your righteousness, we have Your purity, we have the ability, Father, to fellowship with You, and if we mess that up, we can always come back, get that forgiveness, and have that sweet fellowship with You. So we're just very, very grateful that we can walk so dynamically in this world. And Father, I pray that You continue to work with us and help us along the way. And we're just grateful that we can do these things until Your Son does come back and gather us together. So I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. All right.